Hello, this is Ben with the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama. This week we've pulled our messages from the Bible based on our five senses, and if you've been able to keep track this week, you might know that we're on day five and we haven't talked yet about taste. In Matthew chapter 5, in verse 13, Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt should lose its taste, how can it be made salty? It's no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city situated on a hill cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket, but rather on a lampstand, and it gives light for all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." So Jesus is using this in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5 to tell people who are listening to him and to tell us, let your light shine. And the illustration he's using with salt is to say, salt is to be flavorful. It's to be influential. It's to be noticeable. It helps make food taste good. But what if the salt loses its taste? It's no longer good for anything. In other words, if we blend in with the world, if we have the same flavor as everyone else in the world, we become bland and tasteless. And at that point, we're no longer useful for glorifying God, for pointing others to God. So we want to be salty in the positive sense of having a good flavor and a good influence on the world around us. How do we do that? How do we influence others around us for good? Well, one simple place to start might be to read the Beatitudes that Jesus gives us in Matthew chapter 5, just before talking about the salt of the earth. Reading in Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 1, "When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to teach them, saying, 'Blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the humble, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. You are blessed when they insult you and persecute you and falsely say every kind of evil against you because of me. Be glad and rejoice, because your reward is great in heaven. For that is how they persecuted the prophets who were before you.'" And that's when he says, "You are the salt of the earth." As we read through these descriptions of kingdom people, the kind of people that Jesus wants in his kingdom, we see that if we have those attitudes, if we have those characteristics, we will be different. We will stand out. If we are poor in spirit, if we mourn over our sins, if we're humble and acknowledge our need for God, if we hunger and thirst for righteousness, our focus is on God. Our focus is on wanting to please Him. If we're pure in heart, if we're merciful and peacemaking people, we treat people well because we have been treated well by God. We show them mercy. We forgive because He has forgiven us. That's the way kingdom people are, and that's how we stand out as salt and as light, because people will see our love for each other. They will know us by our love. They'll recognize that. And if they have the hearts of kingdom people too, they'll want to be with us. They'll want to be like us, and they'll know that it's not coming from ourselves, but it's coming from God. God is the one who gives us our taste and our flavor because we're imitating Him and our lights are glorifying Him, giving glory to our Father in heaven. That's how we want our lives to taste. Thanks for listening today from the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama.